We're back on with Chris from the Barbershop in South Marquette. Thanks for some more of your time, bud.
Hey, anytime.
Let's continue our ice fishing report. We already talked about the conditions. Could get a little slushy in spots with this warming trend. Great trout reports coming out, so I appreciate the details on that. And they should stop in and talk to you guys at the Barbershop if they want to find out more details. But sounds like lime green with wigglers was one of the hot tips, so I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
So let's get into these panfish reports first. I'm hearing excellent crappie and bluegill reports. What's the word at the Barbershop on that?
Yeah, same here. You know, lots of bluegills, lots of crappies. Having to sort through some, you know, smaller bluegills, which is traditional in bluegill fishing. But the guys that are doing the best right now are fishing that last hour of light and into dark for both bluegills and crappie, believe it or not. The best baits that I've been hearing about are pretty much the smallest jigs you can find, whether it's tungsten, lead. That part hasn't really mattered, but the smallest jig you can find was a spike.
And are you hearing about any specific depths that seem to be working better than others?
Well, not on the bottom, I can tell you that.
Oh.
Depending on which lake you're fishing, you know, if you don't have any electronics, and I've been preaching about this for a week or so, make sure that you're varying your baits in different depths until you find where those schools are. They're going to be suspended, and that's both for the trout and the panfish. There were a couple places this week where guys were fishing 20 feet of water but catching the fish 3 feet below the ice.
Wow. Great tip, and you know what? Electronics can really make a difference. You know, getting yourself a Vexlar or Markham, whatever the case may be, can really take you to the next level for finding those fish. So good tip there.
Well, it helps you find them a lot faster, that's for sure.
Right. How about the walleye? I haven't gotten hardly any good reports from the walleye. So what can you tell us about that? Because you sent me a great picture earlier this week about a giant walleye that you ran into.
Well, I don't know if it's a giant, but it was certainly one that we were happy with. We did get out, caught one, missed a couple. I had my boys with me, so we had a few tip-ups out. Again, we were varying the depths, and I can tell you that the flags that we had and the one that we caught, I had that thing right down on the mud. So I don't know if that was the secret or what, but it was right tucked on the bottom for sure.
Did you say it was on a shiner or a sucker minnow?
It was on a big sucker minnow. We had golden shiners out. We had different size suckers out. We had rosy reds out. But it took probably the biggest sucker we had out.
Chris from the Barbershop in South Marquette, thank you so much for your time and passing that along, getting everybody pumped up. Looks like a great weekend to get out there and do a little ice fishing. You just better be ready for some slush.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I appreciate your time today. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
This is The Outdoor Show.